From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Friday, September 17th, 2021. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. It's somebody's birthday all over the world, 50 states, 43 countries listening to your daily Tough Love Covegathon from the city of San Fran, Fentanyl, San Fran, Feces, Slum Francisco here in California. Yay. Your weather report, it's currently very beautiful. It is 65 degrees Fahrenheit as I am recording your show, and it's breezy. Beautiful blue sky. The clouds are rolling in. Well, new listeners, welcome. Regular listeners, I love you. I have been laughing so much today, guys. Thank you for being here. I love to laugh. I'm all about the mental health, the satire. One of my philosophies and mottos is when you are laughing, you are healing. A day that I don't laugh is not a good day. I'm laughing all the time. And if I don't laugh, something has gone down hardcore. Now, I have been laughing. The topic of your daily micro kvetch is London Breed. OMG, she just reality slapped the sheep again. Oh my God. It's iced coffee time. A ringy ding dingy. No, I don't drink alcohol when I podcast. So what she did, ladies and gentlemen, well, London Breed is the mayor of San Fran, Fentanyl.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrag.
And if you didn't know, we have a fentanyl crisis. We don't have a COVID crisis. We have a fentanyl crisis. Over 700 people died of drug overdoses, primarily fentanyl, last year, 2020, versus 200 with COVID. So what does that tell you? Now, London Breed has been pretty draconian. She has reset San Francisco. I'm not even debating this with anybody. I say it. And when people want to argue with me, I just say, save your breath. I'm living here since the 80s. This is my perspective. It's been reset. It's not the city it was before March 2020. Long story short, last night, sister girl, yeah, like me, she is a biologically born genetic black woman. Sister girl was out partying down the street around the corner from me at a jazz club called the Black Cat. It's in my district. Which corner? Which street? She was partying at a jazz club with some famous people, some musicians, and one of the ladies who co-founded Black Lives Matter. I'm not a big advocate of Black Lives Matter because it hasn't done anything for me as a black woman. That's me. I speak for three people, just to let you know, me, myself, and I. And that's me. I'm only speaking for me. Hasn't done much for me. So I'm like, meh. So she's partying. She looked very happy. I mean, she's like, ooh, ooh. She was getting her jam on. And she was partying. You know, when you're partying with the mayor of a city, whatever she's doing, you know that you can do. If you're part of her clique, her entourage, if she's got on a mask, you have on a mask. If she has a mask mandate in her city that you can't go into a nightclub unless you show your vaccination papers. Yeah, that's happening in San Francisco. Show your vaccination papers and wear a mask. Yeah, believe that, huh? Right. That's the draconian rules here. She's partying her head off. Ooh, ooh. She was up tipsy. I know a tipsy woman when I look in the mirror. I mean, when I saw that photograph of her. She was partying her head off. Her crew, all her cool black friends, no masks in sight. That's right. The lady who has draconian mask mandates. can't go to a bar without showing your papers and wearing a mask. You go in a restaurant, you have to wear your mask and take your mask off in between bites. Come on, y'all. So she's out partying, and it's shameless the way that they presented it. They're like, oh, we came across the mayor. They are really slapping the San Francisco sheep. It's a double pimp face slap. It's a humiliation ritual. It was right on the front page of one of the local rags that I do not link anymore.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.
The mayor was out having fun. No mask in sight. Children are supposed to wear masks in school. You're supposed to wear a mask in a restaurant. You're supposed to wear a mask in a gym. You are supposed to wear a mask in a gym in San Francisco. With thousands of squatting street junkies on the sidewalk, misogynist sidewalks, that's another topic. But new listeners, go ahead, please scroll the show list. It's almost 600 of these kvetchathons, totally demystifying dystopian San Francisco. Anywho, it tickled me because some of these same idiots, weaklings, and sheep, and by the way, I detest cowards now. I've cycled out of an artistic experiment where I was advocating for my district. I'm not doing that anymore. I dropped that cape. So I laugh at the people who are upset because I used to chew the mayor out. I've done many memes against her. I did podcasts rightfully critiquing her. And these freaks, these cowards would come for me on social media. I'm talking to the mayor and they're trying to piggyback and talk to me, or they're hitting my direct message box telling me I shouldn't criticize her. Give her a chance. Give her a chance. I was laughing at the same cowards who tried to come for me are now criticizing the mayor. I told them. Pretty easy and simple to see what was going to go down. I'm not surprised at all. And like I said, I find it highly amusing. And my question was on Twitter, is this enough? Is this the day of reckoning for the San Francisco sheep? Are they going to revolt? Are they going to say, I'm not wearing a mask in the nightclub because the mayor? I mean, it was on the cover of a online rag. In fact, I have a meme. There's a link in the description box, and I'll link directly to the feed at Twitter where you can see the meme that I made of her chilling, having a good time. Sister girl was in her cups. She was in her cups getting her party on. All right, everybody. So thanks, Mayor, for those laughs. Thank you for slapping the cowards. And maybe they'll grow a backbone. They should have recalled her. I said they should have recalled her last year. They didn't. They were coming for me. I said they should have protested against her. They didn't.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone
with Didi LaFrac.
Is today the day that the sheep's back are broken because the mayor is partying like a lunatic with no mask on and they have to wear a mask when they party? We shall see. And I'm on Clubhouse tonight. If you are up all around the world, I'm starting at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that's 5 o'clock in the morning in England. Or is that 4 o'clock in the morning? It's midnight on the East Coast, whatever. I will do it again. Yesterday, I did a Twitter Spaces. That's like Clubhouse on Twitter. It was experimental. That went well. I did it for 30 minutes. So tonight I'm talking about it. The name of the show is The Last Black Woman in San Francisco. Of course, I'm not, but you know, of my genre and my generation, there are no black women bohemians left in my district from my genre and my generation. So yeah, I've got some things to talk about on Clubhouse. Hope to see you there. And by the way, everybody, I hope you had a great week. I appreciate you coming along on the psychodramatic journey. A lot of you listen every day. I thank you for doing that, all right? I love you. Guess what? I'm Didi LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco, damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Didi LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.